Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey guys, welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Amanda Harrison and I am so excited to be here today with Tim Tarantine. Tim had an awesome conversation with one of the top leaders in this field of economic development this week. So Tim, tell us who you chatted with.
I had the opportunity, Amanda, to talk to Chris Chung. He is a true rising star in this industry. This idea of shifting job and economic development work from the public sector to the private sector, Chris is right in the center of that work in North Carolina, and he's leading this new privately funded economic development group whose job really is around job recruitment. And so the State Department there in North Carolina has partnered with the private sector, and they are changing the game in North Carolina. He did some work originally in Missouri with the Missouri Partnership. He's got huge background in recruiting new corporate operations to the Missouri area and to North America. He was named one of the top 40 under 40 by Development Counselors International just this past year. He's a graduate of the Ohio State University in public policy. This guy is leading what is going to be what we hope is the future of our industry, which is public-private partnerships and private industry involved in job creation. Chris is a great example of a young rising star who's killing the game. I hope you enjoy what he's got to say. Chris, welcome to the podcast. We're so glad to have you today, and congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. You've had one great career. You've done some amazing work. We know you were honored this past year on the top 40 under 40 with DCI's top 40 list. And so congratulations and welcome.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate being here.
I want to get to know you as a person, as a leader. Talk about the mentors in the work that you've had. Who's been a mentor to you and what did you learn most from them?
Great question. I started off this line of work as an intern for the state of Ohio's Economic Development Agency a long time ago, probably longer than I sometimes realize, but close to 20 years ago. And I think that internship, as well as maybe those first 1 or 2 years in the field, were especially formative for my time in this profession. I don't know if you're looking for names per se, but certainly a lot of the business recruitment people that I worked side by side with during those first few years in economic development, as well as obviously managers and others within that organization, they really helped me kind of understand what the role is for an economic development professional, at least within that context of the industry, and just really helped me get a sense of what impact that position is meant to have on a local or state economy, as well as how to work with the different types of companies and personalities that you're typically engaged with when you're trying to convince a company to locate in a specific area. So I'm very fortunate, again, that the learning hasn't stopped, even though I've been in the field for close to 2 decades now. There continue to be people that I look to and learn from, past 10 years or so. And a lot of the time, it's been some of the board members for the organizations that I've served in. I think these are very successful, accomplished individuals in the private sector. They're not economic developers.
Sure.
And yet, there's a lot to learn from them in terms of the leadership abilities and the communication skills that you see them demonstrate every day. So I think, as someone said, if you're not learning, you're dying. And I think this is a profession where we're constantly pressed to learn and develop professionally and personally as much as we can.
No question about it. And you've done your fair share of learning while doing. You helped transition North Carolina's attraction efforts or job recruitment efforts from a state kind of idea to a private concept. How are you defining success today after having gone through those transitions and having to kind of lead and learn at the same time?
Well, I think it's still very early on, again, having just taken the reins for this organization, the Economic Development Partnership in North Carolina back in January. I think, of course, there are the numbers in terms of the results that we generate, and our organization is responsible for everything from the recruitment and expansion of industry here in the state, as well as such other economic development functions like tourism promotion, export assistance, and even small business counseling. These things all make up that universe of activity. that this new organization is tasked with. So there are going to be the top line metrics in each of those areas. And of course, what we're trying to do is deliver an even higher level of performance than when this organization was housed within the public sector. I think one measure of success will be how much in private sector financial support this organization is able to harness. I think that's one of the promises of these public-private partnerships, is to tap into that base of financial resources that the private sector can bring and give the economic development organization even more resources with which to go out there and execute on its mission. But private investors aren't going to give just because we're nice people. They're going to give because there's some expectation that there are results and performance that come out of this organization. So that will be definitely one internal metric that will be new for this type of organization. There are a lot of ways that we can improve on maybe some of the internal and external collaboration that existed prior to this organization being formed. And again, in a team sport like economic development is, we want to make sure that the partners we work with and rely on every day, be it at the local level, the regional level, the private sector level, we want them to understand that we're involving them as much as we can in a common effort to accomplish the success that we all want to see happen here in North Carolina. So it's some of these cultural transformations going from an organization that resided in the public sector to one that's essentially just now 1 year old and defining a new way of doing things. I'm very fortunate. I've had a similar experience with my previous role over 7 years in the state of Missouri. And I think it was a very similar challenge there, except here it's a bit broader of a portfolio. There's a lot more in the way of responsibilities that this organization has, and that means a lot more partners, a lot more people aboard the organization, and probably a bigger organizational culture shift that needs to occur with this brand new organization.
No question about it. Let me stay right there on that breadth of experience, what you experienced in Missouri and what you're experiencing in North Carolina. Knowing what you know and having been through the leadership opportunities you've been through with both of those organizations in both of those states, what advice would you give to a new leader in the field today, in the field of economic development, or somebody who wants to do the work of job recruitment?
Advice could span any number of different areas. I mean, I think in general, if they're coming into a new environment, such as what I have done here, and not having too many roots in North Carolina prior to moving here in January, I mean, I think don't pretend to know everything. I mean, I think we all bring our unique experiences and perspectives to the jobs that we take on, and some of those are going to be transferable, and others will have to be adapted to the new circumstances in which one is operating. And I've tried to keep that in mind, recognizing that hopefully some of what I've done in previous roles will apply to what I'm tasked with doing here, but a lot of it's going to be very unique to the circumstances on the ground here in North Carolina. So I think it's approaching things with a certain humility that, try as we may think we can predict how things will go, there's a lot that we'll just have to learn as we go along and adapt to the circumstances. And one of those pieces of advice I got early on from a mentor when I was in Ohio was just, you know, don't ever hesitate to ask the question. If you don't know something, it's a lot better to try to clarify it than to try to coast along acting as if you know it. Again, there's plenty of things I don't know, and I'm not bashful about trying to get some understanding of that. And that's pretty critical, I think, when you're entering a new situation with a brand new organization. And frankly speaking, a lot of expectations on this role. My job is not to pretend like I know everything. My job is to take what I do know, adapt it to the circumstances in the best way possible.
No question about it. I am fascinated. I get the opportunity to talk to leaders all around the United States on topics of leadership, economic development, attraction, et cetera. And one of the common threads of the leaders who are actually changing the conditions is they're all learners like yourself. What are you reading nowadays?
Unfortunately, the personal reading hasn't been able to keep pace as much as I would like. I obviously, in this line of work, you try to stay very current on any business news and other sort of general current affairs types of issues that may have an impact on what we're doing. With a new role, especially one that's had the types of demands that this position has had in the past 9 months, I've had to put some of the personal reading on a hiatus. But hopefully with the holiday season coming up and a little bit more downtime, I can get back to reading some of the biographies, the documentaries, and some of the occasional fiction works that I typically like to distract my mind with. But hopefully, like I said, that's just a function of having a little bit of spare time to throw at that hobby.
Don't we all know that challenge, right? So when you look at 2016, next year, you're thinking about the work you have to do. You're in a fairly new environment trying to lead well. What gives you the most excitement about the work in front of you in 2016?
What excites me most is the progress that the organization as a whole has made from its first days, which preceded my time. Keep in mind, the organization opened its doors in October of 2014. I joined the team in January of 2015. So the organization had been getting up and going for about 3 months before I joined in my current role. But I think even in just the 9.5 months or so that I've been on the job, just seeing not just some of the concrete internal processes and procedures that any new organization has to quickly develop and execute on, but also just the change in kind of the attitude, the perception. I think there are always going to be individuals who are somewhat skeptical about the odds of success that a new organization can have. And that's not without just cause. I mean, I think it's a new entity and people are sometimes curious if it's going to work out as envisioned. And I think in just the 9.5 months that I've been part of this organization, we've made tremendous strides in demonstrating to our customers, to our partners, and to other stakeholders that this is an organization that has made great strides in how it is communicating North Carolina's economic development strategy and North Carolina's value proposition. And I think we are also very fortunate, above all, to have a great product. Whether we're promoting North Carolina for tourism or travel, whether we're promoting it as a business destination for companies to locate in, even if we're promoting North Carolina's exports, I mean, we are really blessed to have a fantastic product that is held in very high regard by the different audiences we're responsible for reaching. Our job with the organization is put in place a customer service experience and a way of promoting that product as aggressively as possible to those different customer audiences. And I think with a great product and with a great approach to how we market and sell that product called North Carolina, I'm very optimistic about a very long runway for opportunity here as a new organization.
Outstanding. Chris, you have dropped some gems of wisdom on us today on the podcast. Again, I congratulate you on all the work that you've done over this last year and in the 7 before. We look forward with great anticipation to watch your star continue to rise and the impact you're having on the community you care about the most. Congratulations and thanks for being on today.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.